Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I just saw you last night at 7 o'clock on Channel 11. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you today?
Well, I'm good. Great. I feel a little bit weird, though, because I was going to brush my teeth this morning. Inside Edition, first of all, is a standard here. It comes on right after the news, right out of, really, the news on NBC. So you're coming on after Lester Holt, and it doesn't really miss a beat. You're talking about the toothbrush. Deborah, what did you find out about this?
Okay, so I know you watch Inside Edition a lot, so from time to time we do go and kind of investigate stuff that we use every day. We've shown you that your coffee maker's got some really nasty stuff growing on it if you don't clean it properly. And somebody decided to go test toothbrushes. And, of course, they're wet and they're moist, so, yeah, there's probably something growing on it. But we tested toothbrushes and not only found a whole bunch of different things like funguses and yeast and things that you shouldn't necessarily feel good about putting in your mouth. Mm. But what really skeezed me out anyway was two different toothbrushes that tested positive for E. coli bacteria.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's pretty awful. So what do you do?
A little speck of fecal can get there in a lot of different ways.
I don't even want to think about that. You know, and unfortunately, in Baltimore, we actually do air when people are around the dinner table
and
maybe just had their meal or about to. So this is not going to go well. So if you're trying to lose weight, today might be actually a good day to watch Inside Edition.
Mm.
But no, what you do, and because I don't have very many brain cells left. I got about four of them left, and
you
I'm
think?
Not going to waste them on stupid stuff like when do I change my toothbrush.
Right.
And I actually changed my toothbrush last night, I'll be honest, because I was doing promotion about this story, and I was like, I couldn't remember when I last changed my toothbrush, so that means it's been too long. So
wow.
I tossed that puppy in the garbage, opened up a new one, because, you know, the dentist gives you the free ones, right?
Yep.
And so here's the thing. Change your toothbrush with every season. So fall is around the corner, right? Next week, fall starts.
Mm-hmm.
So go buy a lovely red or orange or yellow fall-colored toothbrush and then switch it out right before Christmas when winter comes. You can get red and green or white for snow. And then when the spring, get a pretty little pink one and change your toothbrushes with the season. If you
you're
do that,
hilarious.
You're probably going to be good.
I love it. That's like such a feminine touch to it. I don't know. All of mine would be black.
Well, you can have black toothbrushes. I think that would be incredibly chic. But you won't remember to change it, right? If you always have the same color toothbrush.
Nope. Wouldn't remember to change it, but I can brush my black tooth every day.
There you go.
Hey, Deborah, I have known someone now. That's tonight. The toothbrush thing is tonight. But I've known someone that has been pregnant and given birth without knowing they were pregnant.
Seriously?
I think this is unbelievable that this could even be possible. But you have a story about this.
Yeah. How old was the person that you know who had a baby?
She was around 30. She was at a bar, and she thought she had to poop, and she went to the bathroom, and she came out with a baby.
You honestly know that person?
Yes, her name's Marcy. I know her very well.
That's crazy. So this lady, she was married for many years. She and her husband tried for 16 years to get pregnant. It just never happened. And then he passed away in 2016. She thought, that's it. I'm never going to be a mom. So she's got a boyfriend. And one day she's just throwing up and really nauseous, and she feels terrible. So she goes to the doctor. It was that bad. And the doctor checks her out and says, you're pregnant. She goes, what? She had no idea. She never missed a period. You know, they were irregular and lighter than normal, but, you know, that never, you know, she never had any real change in her monthly cycle. And the next day she started bleeding, and she delivered a 3-pound, 9-ounce baby who is going to be just fine. You know, low birth weight baby, but he's been growing on schedule and all that stuff. So same exact thing. She had no idea. She didn't think it was possible. And here we are.
Well, that's a divine intervention. I believe that's got to come from somewhere.
Well, you know what? I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
And God just had it planned, but just not on your schedule. It was his schedule.
That's right. Because, you know, you give your will up and it's a different schedule. It's all good. Inside Edition airs in Baltimore weekdays on NBC on Channel 11 at 7 o'clock. And, you know, after seeing Diane up in Atlantic City, she does the weekends. And now Deborah comes on with us. I just feel like I really know the show.
You do know the show. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm Stash. That's Deborah. And thank you, Deborah. We'll see you on TV tonight.
Stash,
all right?
Always fun to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And call me anytime, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.